is Penn Jillette in New York City on the free FM CBS radio. There's a phone number. I don't think you're going to need it. We're not going to get any of your calls, but just in case you're dying to call me, it's so interesting. It'll burn through Rudy's eyes. 866-313-FREE 3733. You know, Michael Goodell, you're in Las Vegas, aren't you?
I'm in Las Vegas. Woohoo!
I don't remember the exact year, Michael Goodell, but Lenny Bruce did a concert at Carnegie Hall in the winter of probably 64, maybe 65. And when was he dead? He's probably dead around then. So it was one of his last concerts at Carnegie Hall. And it was, New York City was closed at that point. There was a big storm at that point. There were just huge drifts of snow. I believe that cabs were not running. Subways were running sporadically. And Lenny Bruce had a concert at Carnegie Hall. And he came out on stage and was close to tears and weeping, because even with New York City closed down, all of Carnegie Hall was filled to see Lenny Bruce. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting here in the studios in New York City, and four people have showed up for this afternoon. And it's the exact same feeling I think that Lenny got. I'm almost weeping with joy at the people of New York City who fought. Because, you know, now here, when Lenny Bruce, it was just that the streets were filled with snow and it was difficult to travel. But today it's a really nice, balmy day where there's no particular traffic jams. Everything's moving smoothly. And still, seven people showed up, and what that means to me, when you think of how talented Lenny Bruce was and how talented I am and the numbers of people, I think I'm doing better than Lenny. You know, if you correct it, if you grade on a curve, which, when, you know, I'm old, two more people just came in. Oh, but those they work here, so hardly even counts. But it was pretty exciting. I'm still more excited than, and you know, yesterday I was talking about Rudy, because you'd never met him and what he looked like. I was trying to describe him. The punchline is, he looks just like me. He's a chunky guy with a ponytail and a beard. I mean, what else do you want? He's a little bit shorter.
Much shorter.
Much shorter. But he's essentially the same guy. So you have an audience here, and I've been working my ass off in New York City. You know, I'm doing, we did The View yesterday. I did other shows. And then this morning I was up at 6 a.m. to do the CW news, you know, which is what WB used to be, is now CW, which I get, well, how are they doing that? They're just picking any two random initials and putting it on their network. Do you know what CW stands for, anybody? Okay, no one cares. Do you know at all, Goodell?
Nope.
No. Is it, you, anybody know here?
Who live in New York, they might know. One of them.
What's that?
Know. Ask the audience.
Christian White. The Christian White Network. Yes, that was suggested by one of our... So we even got... What is it? It's not country western. No, it's not country western. But we were on, and they made us play the dating game. They made us, like, write on cards. It was me and Teller, right? And they were saying, like, what color's Teller's toothbrush? And I'm going, you know, we don't live together. I know Siegfried and Roy for a while had trouble paying their rent and had to move in together. But Teller and I have separate houses. And then they asked me a really embarrassing question, which they asked me, what color is your toothbrush? And I didn't know. I think it's kind of like this, I guess it's kind of white, because it's one of these ultrasonic things, as you can tell by my wonderful dental hygiene. But anyway, we're here in New York City. We were on the CW this morning. We were playing the newlywed game with my partner Teller, and it was all just wonderful. I had to defend, you know, Bill Maher wore a Steve Irwin outfit for Halloween with a stingray barb in his chest.
Right.
And the people on the morning show on the CW were saying, you know, too soon, that's too disgusting, and they shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, South Park got a lot of flack for that. My thinking is, if your husband has just died in an accident and you're grieving, and part of your grieving is watching South Park and Bill Maher, then you need to be ready for that. If your grieving is sitting, you know, like the grieving that we did when my parents died, like sitting in your home with your family, you know, eating sandwiches and crying and then alternately with laughing. If you're doing that, then I think that anything they do to make fun of you is fine. But if you're sitting down, if the widow of Steve Irwin is sitting down and she's crying her eyes out and she goes, what could take me out of this? I know, I'll watch South Park and see who they have in hell this Halloween. I don't know. So I was sticking up for for Bill Maher and everything. But the most important thing I have to say to you today, Gudeau, is that we have a guest today because I'm so damn tired. And that guest is a guest that I believe we can just turn on the mic, wind her up, and let her go because we have Lisa Lampanelli. Is she walking in here? Is Lisa Lampanelli walking in? Yeah. Is she here? Lisa Lampanelli's here. She's coming in. Do we know what mic she's going to? Sure, go to that mic. That's good.
Hey, good to see you
that's,
there, Ben.
That's a different mic than Gilbert used yesterday.
That's good, because he's creepy.
Yeah, he's very creepy.
Oh, man.
You don't want to be licking where he talks.
I absolutely
just,
don't want to lick
don't.
Him at this point, no.
And I want to say, because yesterday I did a whole two segments.
Yeah.
Gilbert proved he was funny and then got mad at me because I didn't say where he was playing.
Yeah.
So you're at Caroline's tomorrow
week,
night.
Caroline's Thursday through Sunday. And I'm somewhere else. Oh, yeah, the Vic Theater. Theater in Chicago because you're in Chicago.
December, sure, we're on
December
in Chicago.
2nd. Go to Ticketmaster, bitches.
So I'm tired, so talk to me.
That's all right, man. What's so you're on The View. How are those whores? Talk about taking themselves seriously, that big-headed Dicosaurus Rosie O'Donnell. How did she treat you? I hate her. Let me tell you, if I had to lick her, I would kill myself. Cut out my tongue, you whore. But were they nice to you? See, that's what kills me about The View. I'm afraid to go on there because I think they'll be mean to me.
Well, you see, you have headphones there because Michael Gudeau is back in Vegas, and he just said something that you didn't hear.
Okay, Michael, say it again. Stupid.
Ben kissed Rosie O'Donnell on the show.
Did you really?
Right
he
on
did.
The show.
On the right,
right on
the
right
big
West show.
Did you
she
kiss her on the mouth,
too.
Dude?
No. I just kind of. I was. You go out. See what they said. The director said to me.
Right.
You walk out and kissy kiss, kissy kiss, kissy kiss, kissy kiss, and then you sit down. So I was merely following orders. It's the Nuremberg kissing Rosie trials. I was just following orders. They said kissy kiss, kissy kiss.
That's the only time them chicks get any action is when guests come on the show and make out with
them.
Well,
they were all dressed like royalty, and I was surprised, very surprised. Kathy Lee Gifford, see, I said her name right.
Yeah,
Kathy Lee Gifford was dressed as Catherine the Great.
Oh, boy.
And all they did was jokes about her having sex with horses.
Really?
And then I was backstage with Joey Behar, and she was talking about how come you can do a Steve Irwin costume with a barb in his chest, and no one did a decapitated Jane Mansfield costume.
Right.
And I said, well, she wasn't decapitated. And that started an argument backstage.
Because her neck was broken, right?
Her neck was broken and her hat flew off.
Right.
But she was not actually decapitated, which ruined so many of my sex fantasies. You know, Jane Mansfield decapitated, that was good for every night for 3 months.
You're telling me.
Yes.
I found it interesting myself.
Very, very sexy.
But Joy is a good one on The View. Like, I like Joy because she don't take herself seriously. I like her. So if I could go on and just be with her, I'd be happy, but them other ones,
well,
the skinny one? Ugh.
What I was worried about was that Rosie is nuts on gun control. You know?
Oh, right.
And we did a Bulls hit on gun control, and also we do the bullet catch in our show.
Oh.
And I was afraid that was going to happen there, but I used a human shield on our show. I brought my children in.
I don't blame you.
And you've met my
because
children.
Because I've met your children,
and
I would also use them as human
very,
shields.
Very, very cute.
Actually, you do have cute kids. Your kids are the few that you don't have to lie and say they're cute. And your wife, too. Like, I like her. I don't have to say, oh, I like your wife, and inside be crossing my fingers and going, she's a whore.
Well, how often do you lie?
Quite often. Yes. At the end of my show, I say all the jokes are just jokes. You know what I mean?
That is
like,
never
all
true.
The insults at the N-word and the C-word and all that was just jokes. I mean, every freaking word I say. I'm an equal opportunity offender. I hate everybody. And except you at the moment, because I'm actually lying to you right now till I go on a different show.
But, you know, that was the Rickles thing. You
sure.
Know?
You always have to do
the
thing.
End the show with I live for the day when every bigot rots in hell.
Yeah, okay.
I was always waiting to come out and go, and I was just kidding the bigots. I love them. I love the Klan. I dig them so much. I was just joking with all those jokes about bigots.
Right. Well, you know what's so funny about that? It's like I had a black boyfriend, as you know, for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I kind of sometimes feel guilty about, suppose somebody's laughing at black jokes who's actually in the Klan or really hates the blacks, and he'd say to me, hibbity hobbity ho. And that to me you know what? He goes, their money's still good. As long as you stick to your jokes and equally opportunity offend everybody, screw it all. If the Klan pay, hey, their money's green. Too, you know what I mean, and that would pay his child support, so he was happy.
But do you do jokes that you absolutely disagree with the point of them?
Well, no. I know the point is to make fun. Overall point is to make fun of them. But when you say something like the Hispanics, they all steal, you obviously would be retarded if you thought that was true. Because I've met one who does not. And you know what? They're dirty, dirty people.
It's the one black swan.
I'm telling you.
You mean one black swan. They're not all white.
Is that right?
But I've been talking to, you know, Matt Stone of, South Park.
Heroes of mine.
And I was having a long talk with Matt, and I have this, you know, all the stuff that Penn and Teller do, we try very hard to make it very clear where we stand.
Right.
I don't even do things that are ironic or sarcastic very much. Huh. When we do the Bulls hit show, we really state our point of view very clearly. And Matt said something to me that just changed my whole point of view. He said, Michael Moore will never be able to make a funny joke about Bush, ever.
Right.
Because there's no surprise, there's no mystery, there's no nothing. He's laid out the whole, his whole agenda.
Right.
And now there's no surprise. So Matt was saying that they purposely try to make sure that the point of view of Matt and Trey, not the South Park kids, not characters, but the point of view of the creators is never crystal clear.
Right.
So that libertarians and liberals and, you know, there's people that claim to be South Park conservatives.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, Rob Reiner says, well, I can take a joke. You're not really making fun of it. All that kind of stuff. Do you feel that when the audience comes out, they know what you feel about everything?
Now I think they do. Like when I was lesser known, people would be like, oh, like maybe people would think I actually meant when I said the N-word or whatever, which I do not unless it's in the sack and then it's sexy, okay? I love that. Who's your enter? I enjoy that very much. But let me tell you, it's so weird because at first I was scared about it, but then now everybody knows that I'm kidding. And here's the deal, too. Remember Steve Martin used to say, he does the arrow through the head guy in two ways. Okay, first, the people get it who knows he's making fun of the arrow through the head comedian, but also people get it on the level, other people get it on the level of, hey, you know, he is the arrow through the head guy. So basically, whatever the level they get it on, who cares? It's not my responsibility to educate the audience, and if they leave knowing the right point, that's fine with me. If not, I cash the check anyway.
Well, you know, we did these seances, Teller and I, long ago. We would do seances for 12 people in a dark room where we would do the real stuff that real seance people did.
Right.
And we would have voices and manifestations and all of this. And we studied it heavily. It was going to be doing it at private parties. And we would say to people before we started, everything in this is going to be fake. It's all completely phony. There's no such thing. But there is some pretty cool technology.
Even if you are
somebody that is a non-believer, this is going to blow your mind. And we would do like a 2.5 hour seance. And I couldn't stand it emotionally because after, not every show, but after a few of the shows, someone would come up to me very, very earnest, take me aside and say, I know you have to pretend this is fake.
Oh, boy.
Because people wouldn't accept you. But I know it's real. And I know that stuff you said about the beyond is real. And I really believe in you. And I'd say, No. What I really bet when they go, I know you have to do that. And you go, no. But I go, no, I know. Have you ever had an analogous situation where someone came up and said, I know you have to say you're kidding about blacks being lazy.
All the time.
But they are.
All the time. Or I'll get the emails from white girl dating a black guy. I know you said you're kidding when you said they all cheat, but they do. And you know what? They do. So, because that was the only time I've ever been cheated on in my life was when I went to the Amistad. I swear to God, when I jumped onto the Amistad, that's the only time Lisa Lampanelli gets cheated on. Is this wrong? Coincidence? I think not. Okay? So I do have that all the time happen to me, you know? And so I write a check to the NAACP. What am I going to do? After my show, I honestly feel so guilty sometimes. I go on the internet in my hotel and make donations. Like,
you don't.
I swear
you
to God,
do
dude,
not.
27.
There is no God, swear to me.
There's no God, but Lisa Lampanelli believes in good karma.
Swear to me. You actually make donations?
Well, you know, I say
you
that.
Actually, no, I don't say you just, not that you just go there. You actually have said stuff. And then you've gone and made a donation
afterwards.
You
want to know how stupid I am, too?
I want to know exactly how stupid you are. Nothing is entertaining me more than learning exactly how stupid you are.
Even stupider than you think I am.
I want to know, so yes, almost impossible.
I am
almost
given.
Impossible. Remember, I can conceive of black holes, and there's such a similarity.
Ooh, black holes.
Go ahead.
Hot.
Very hot.
That's sexy.
Very hot. Very sexy.
Okay, this is how stupid I am.
How stupid are you?
I am giving money to the NAACP because I felt guilty about saying the N-word. I give to Importa Hispanic Today because I make Hispanic jokes, and I make gay jokes so I donate to Save the Gerbil Foundation. That's how I roll. And you know I'm even dumber? Because remember how you get those little mailing labels from the disabled veterans?
Yeah.
I once sent them $2,000 because I felt so guilty that I used those stupid labels. labels. Somebody goes, you could have bought your own freaking labels for $10. Now these disabled veterans are coming to my house, these cripples with no leg, and I got to feel bad?
The worst thing is cripples with no legs.
The worst.
But,
well, no, they're good because they can't get away from you and then bang you.
$10?
$10.
How many of those labels? You would get 100 million of those labels.
But I'm such
There's a
an
guy
idiot.
At Kinko's right now going, let me get online. I could sell them for $3.
No.
I'll and I'll keep the $1.50.
Well, I always feel bad.
You didn't really send $2,000.
I did. You know why?
$2,000? $2K?
You're going to think I'm even
stupider. Do you
know
how much crap that buys for ghetto kids?
I do. I apologize.
You can put your money in such a better position. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
$2,000?
Well, here's my problem. Oprah once
here's one of my problems.
Here's one of my big problems. Oprah once said you should give 10% to charity. So everyone
that wasn't Oprah.
Well, somebody
that was
said
Christ.
It. Okay, Jesus said it.
Okay.
Jesus, Oprah, what's the difference?
No difference whatsoever. 40 pounds and 3 nails.
Exactly. 40 pounds. Okay. Let's be honest. Have you seen her lately?
Have you seen Christ lately?
Oh yeah, he's
getting
hot.
Chubby around the middle.
No man, Christ was hot. That's a problem when you're a Catholic and you have to go to school when you're going through puberty and you're looking at Jesus on that cross all during.
And you're
is
going,
that blasphemous?
He's
or
hung
what?
Like this.
He is totally hot. Wouldn't that be ironic if he was hung like a black but in the body of a white?
Well, he might, no, there's a new movie out where he is black.
Really?
Black, yeah.
And that movie is called The Truth. Because it was colored, right?
We're going back to how stupid I am.
Okay. I'm supposed to give 10% to charity. So I
so
forget
you made,
to give it.
You made,
I forget to give
you
it.
You made $20,000 that year.
I had like all this dough in the bank earmarked for my charity, but I don't really believe in any charities like the Red Cross. I don't care about none of them. So I spend money on my friends and buy them purses. I think that's charity. Right? I fly my friends around the country to keep me company. That's charity.
You buy the purses from Africans on the street.
Same thing
Madonna did.
Right,
Same thing Madonna.
Well, black is the new accessory, and it does go with everything. You know, a little black baby is just as good as a Gucci purse. That's what I'm thinking.
And cheaper.
Exactly. You feed them less. Now, here's the story with me, my friend.
$2,000.
$2,000 to the label people.
In my head.
I just felt sorry for the label guys because my father's a veteran, and I'm like, oh my God, he still has his legs. Some of these guys don't have their legs. They don't have a leg to stand on.
That's a Heather McCartney joke.
I know, I'm sorry.
Why would you believe Oprah on the 10%?
Well, no, I think that's true. Shouldn't you give to charity? Come on. We're very fortunate to be able to curse on stage and do this. I call people a C-word, and I get money at the end of the day. This seems a pretty easy job, so I figure I should give. Lisa Lampanelli is a giver. Don't even forget about it.
I never deny that. But, I mean, what I'm talking about is why do you get the figure from Oprah? Why isn't the amount
because
that you
isn't Oprah? Oprah, like the be-all and end-all to the black guilt in this country. If you have, you want to know what's so funny? I do Oprah jokes now about her being gay and licking Gail and everything, and it tastes like chicken, by the way. And blacks love the chicken.
Of course they do.
Oh, my God, it's the truth. Now, let me tell you something right now. Oprah, though, she's getting so unpopular, even black people hate her. When I mention her, I have blacks booing Oprah and giving her a thumbs down, which I'm happy, and I'm glad she's getting fat again. Yes, I am, because you lose weight and you brag about it. God hears you. You're fat again. And by God, I don't mean God. It really exists. God does not exist while I'm on the Penn Show.
So you're gonna do some jokes about me, and then when we finish the show, $2,000 goes to the American Agents.
Absolutely,
right? Boom, right away.
I'll give to your charity. It's a write-off, right?
Some of them don't have legs. Some atheists don't have legs. Why would you believe in God?
Well, they don't have legs because they're creepy and don't believe in Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Absolutely. So. You decide on this figure from Oprah,
because I feel she's a good role model.
What is Oprah's audience? Is everybody?
Everybody.
She doesn't have a strong black audience. She has every single human being in the country loves Oprah.
Hey, well, they're starting to get annoyed by her because you know what? I think she's a little uppity, and by that I mean she constantly talks about her money. Like, isn't it disgusting when somebody shows how rich they are all the time?
Like they go on and say, "I can just give $2,000 from some labels."
$2,000.
That's a lot of money for labels. There are people listening going, $2,000 for goddamn labels? Buy someone some soup.
Well, F those bums. I'm sick and tired of it. If you want to have sex with me and you're homeless, see, that's bad when you get turned down by a homeless guy.
Do you get turned down by a homeless
guy? I got turned down by a homeless guy. He was really hot. You know what's weird? You know I enjoy the blacks.
Now, if you're lying, you're going to go to hell.
I know.
Have you ever been turned down by a homeless guy?
No. You know what the funny thing is, though? I have hit on one not knowing he was homeless because sometimes when you have a few drinks, you're walking up like Broadway and you go, ooh, he's hot. and then you see the cup in his hand and you feel bad.
Yeah.
So I peed just a little.
After you hit a homeless guy and then change your mind,
I know.
What charity does it go to and how much?
Nothing. That goes to the Get Laid Lisa Foundation, which you can all go to insultcomic.com and contribute to.
This is the Get Laid Lisa telethon we're doing on the Penn Jillette Show. Yeah. We'll be back on Free FM with Lisa Lampanelli. Okay, we'll talk about that some more. This is Penn Jillette on the big free FM CBS radio on the Get Lisa Laid telethon. We have Lisa Lampanelli here. I would like one more person to tell me that CW stands for CBS Warner Brothers. My wife told me, Glenn told me, now Godot's told me, everybody has told me. For those of you who are just going, geez, this is a great mystery, it's CBS Warner Brothers. And you were going to talk about how
stupid I am?
Well, we've covered that.
I thought of one more thing. Right as we were coming out of this break, I thought, oh, my God, I did something even stupider.
Okay.
One day I was in a really bad mood, and I had my two Hispanic ladies cleaning my house.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you know what? I bet it would make me in a good mood to give them money. Because I said, you know, I bet charity makes you feel good.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the bank, and I took out $1,000. And I said, let me give each one of them $500, and then they'll be all happy and feed their 27 children.
Uh-huh.
And I did that, and it didn't make me feel any better. And now every time they come to my freaking house, they expect $500. Now I have to fire them. I really lost two Hispanics their jobs because I was generous.
Charity
does not make you feel better. I want that made clear.
Now, I always want to know what the joke was. Did you really fire them?
No, but now I have to have my assistant be there when I clean the house and I have to go out.
You have to go hide.
It's costing me more money to have these people here.
Now, you said that my wife helped you get laid?
You helped me with my dating. Because after I was on last time, you said that you had a list of five things that you wanted in a wife and you really stuck to them.
Absolutely.
And I said, Penn is my new hero because he actually, remember you said, somebody said, hey, you know what? She's got 4 out of 5. Go with her. And
sure,
you're like,
sure.
No, she's got 3 out of 5. Go with her. No, I made up my list of 6 things, and now if a guy doesn't have those 6 things,
black, African American, Negro, are those the 6?
Colored.
Yeah. 2 more they have.
Right. And I just feel if he doesn't have all 5, I just bang him and then set him on his way.
Sure,
As a boyfriend, you can't have it. You can't have it, Penn.
Now, what are you looking for?
Okay, here's my list.
Oh, you have it written down?
Yeah, because I thought
you can't memorize 5 things.
No, somebody on a date the other day asked me what they were. I couldn't remember them. I remember 1. Okay.
So you tell them up front. They know where the hoops are.
Yes,
they need to
they
jump
do.
Through.
Yes, they do. And these aren't bad.
And they also, just to anybody that's dating Lisa in the future, if anybody's listening that will date Lisa in the future, you still get to bang her if you don't follow
absolutely.
These 5.
If absolutely. You're hot, I'll do you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Sex is nothing. I'm like a gay man when it comes to sex.
Sure, of course.
I'll do anything.
Of course.
I'll do a parking meter if there's time left on it, okay? But don't even, I'd do your dumb-looking studio audience. God, what dregs drag them in. Oh, my God. There's one colored guy here. Let me look at him. Stand up. Let me see you, Tyrone. Little chubby, little chef from South Park, but I could jump on that. Okay, cool.
What's your name? Cole.
Ooh, I love that. Like Cole Haan or Kenneth Cole? Oh, call me whatever you want. See, hot chocolate on the way. Holler back.
Okay, let's see the list.
Okay,
I have a list, first of all, which is that you're in Caroline's.
Oh, yes, that's Thursday, the important
right
list.
Around the corner.
November 2nd.
Tomorrow night, right through Sunday.
Wendell, say hi real quick. Yell hello. He's seen more discarded fluids than an airport security bin. Political joke, I know, in our troubled times.
And he'll be at Caroline's, and then you're going to be in Chicago at the Vic Theater?
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Boy, on
December 2nd.
December 2nd at the Vic Theater?
I know, dude,
that's
I'm starting to do theater starting in November. And I also have dates in Baltimore and also your other markets.
And you're doing a show at that theater, not just attending one.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'm attending your show there. But I thought they might want a glimpse of
Lisa
Lampanelli.
Sure.
Comedy's lovable queen.
Okay, let's hear it for those of you who didn't like.
This isn't much to ask, Penn, but why I can't find it, I don't know. Okay, 1.
1.
Gainfully employed.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't mean that you have to make more than me. You will never make more than me because you're a black. So, my feeling is, but at least have a job, make an effort, go to work every day, and get the F out of my house.
Now, but wait a minute. I'm going to deal with each one of these very carefully.
Yes.
You also want someone to follow you around on the road like a little puppy.
Absolutely.
Like a Labrador Retriever.
Well, Kathy Griffin had that. Yes, he ended up stealing from her. But you know what?
But
you
I mean,
can
how,
forgive.
How do those two things, they have to be, what, a web designer?
No, yes.
What jobs could they have wherever they're with you?
They can work from home. They can
But
be,
they can't work from home if you take them on the road, no, then they're not home.
Well, no, they could have their little laptop.
They can
their
work from
technology.
The hotel.
Exactly.
So you want a web designer or a drug dealer.
Yes, well, drug
even
dealer
a drug
I've
dealer has to have contacts.
That's true.
Who can you take, a cartoonist? A writer.
A writer, a Lisa Lampanelli comic joke writer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So Luke, so gainfully employed could be gainfully employed by you.
By
so
me.
Their job could be bagging you.
Absolutely. So I want a fluffer. I told you that.
This is a tautology.
Yes.
This is kind of an employment tautology.
Well, you know what? That's a big word, but I'm going to agree.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it means, but LL is going to say you're probably smarter than me. Okay. So just employed. Make an effort. Even if you're a volunteer.
You just took one word away. No longer gainfully.
I don't even know what gainfully means.
I think it means you have to come out as a profit. So you don't mind if someone goes to work every day for nothing.
Exactly.
Or loses money.
Or they're retired. Retired is great because you're still getting pension and can still follow me fly to, say, Chicago, the Vic Theater, December 2nd, bang Lisa Lampanelli, and then go home again and do your retired stuff but collect a check. This is what I think.
So they could bring some spinner lures.
Yes.
They can go fishing. You could do retired stuff anywhere.
Listen, retired
guys
are the best.
Chicago.
A retired NYPD cop, perhaps. That's okay. Sexy. That's a fantasy, I think.
You ever dated a cop?
I absolutely did. Oh, my God, that's so weird because I do have a cop in Chicago who's Hispanic, which is very odd, a Hispanic cop, because they usually steal. And he actually flew from Chicago to Florida to see me, which I thought was pretty nice.
Really?
Well,
nice.
He swam, because they're more comfortable with that, mode of transportation. Look at how hard Rudy's laughing. Are you a Hispanic yourself, Rudy?
No, I'm...
What are you?
I'm actually Italian and German.
You're kidding. No. Doesn't he look like a dirty, dirty casino Indian of some sort?
Yeah, he does.
Woo, woo, woo. Are you turned on?
Yeah.
Thank you. He's kind of cute. Him, I would
do a little bit.
See that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting thinner.
He's got a job.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Are you gainfully employed?
At the moment.
I mean, this is 92.3 FM. How gainfully can we really be?
J.J. Elvis' contract isn't made up. And
Liz, let me tell you something about Rudy. He's sexy. I could tell he was hitting on me when I came in. Because Lisa Lampanelli is looking very good lately.
You're
as you
wonderful.
Know, I lost
good.
About 40 pounds on the Jenny Craig. And I must tell you this. This is not even a joke. As I get lighter in weights, my dates get lighter in skin tone. This is not even a lie. When I was large, I would have the blacks. Now I have a Hispanic. Pretty soon, I want a white. I'll take an albino in 2007. That's how I roll. That's me. That's LL. That's my campaign slogan, albino in 2007.
Okay. So gainfully employed. So far, Rudy's on this list.
Yes.
Cole, do you have a job?
What do you do?
Deliver newspaper.
On a bicycle? In your car.
He has a car. That might be on the list.
What kind of car do you have? You have a Mercedes? Because anytime I see a black in a Mercedes, I'm like, ooh,
but
at least.
But Cole's going to be a problem because when you're touring, although newspapers are delivered everywhere, you can't just call ahead and get it. He has a very elaborate route.
You know what? You're absolutely right. He'd have to deliver the USA Today.
Exactly. There's a solution. He can move on to USA.
You look very young, though. How old are you, Cole? 21?
Yeah.
That's too young. What will we talk about?
Too young?
In 20 years, we'll look like Driving Miss Daisy. We can't have this. I can't have it, Cole. Sit down. Don't tempt me, Satan. Okay.
One, gainfully employed.
Okay, let's do Rudy versus Cole. This is good. No drug and alcohol addictions. Now, this is not to say you can't drink occasionally. You can't smoke the wacky weed on occasion. Mm-hmm. But Lisa Lampanelli does not want you married to the drug.
Is it only alcohol and dope that are okay?
I really don't appreciate this crystal meth or this ecstasy or these Rolaids. I don't appreciate any of these drugs. Oxycontin? No.
No Oxycontin?
No. This is too much. So as long as you could be clean and sober, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
If you're more than a year clean and sober, because those are the rules.
More than a year. Well, you're making the rules. You know where you are.
Well, yes. So, Rudy,
are you addicted to
any drugs? Druggie or an alcoholic?
I'm not addicted, but I do occasionally do those two substances every day.
See, that's the thing. Every day. It's cute when you're 20. It's not cute at this age, you idiot.
How old are you, Rudy?
32.
You're 32. An idiot. You're a retard. You should have quit by the time you're 25.
I just
delete.
Cole. What drugs are you addicted to?
Women. Ah, that's
the
okay.
right answer.
As long
that's
as it's just one biatch.
That is such a dating game answer.
It is really good. So far, Cole, you have 2 points. Rudy has zero.
I have one addiction, Lisa.
You, baby. That's
you.
Yeah. That would be hot.
It's your
here, Cole, come
ass.
Over here to the microphone. Come here, hot chocolate.
Colder. He's already made two. He's two for five.
Come on, run like they're giving out government cheese. Get over here. Now, don't touch me. I'm a celebrity. Now, listen, lean down into the microphone.
Well,
Cole,
there's another mic he can turn on.
Oh, well, yeah, I wanted him next to me, but thanks,
C. No, sorry. No other mics in here. Lean over. Get
now,
closer, Cole.
Talk black as if you were a colored guy. I know you have a generous white amount in you. I could tell. You look like somebody in his family did Thomas Jefferson. But why don't you talk black, like in the sack. How would you, girl, you got some bomb-ass coochie. You know, say something nice like that. Go and be romantic. Lean into the mic. You're used to talking into the mic and having lights on you. You're black. Come on.
Can you talk black?
I can try. You can tell
me. Lean in, biatch. Lean in, biatch. I ain't going to bite you yet.
Yeah, that's some bomb-ass coochie.
Oh, see? I do my exercises down there. Yep. Very nice.
Very good.
Very good, Cole.
Sorry, used to women doing the talking.
Oh, yeah. See?
Used to women doing
Cole,
the talking.
You can sit down now.
Well, you'll be called back Cole,
really,
almost
really.
Certainly.
So those are two things.
Yeah, he went to that black sexy thing right away.
They always do.
I found that was sexy to me.
Because a white guy can't say that. A white guy cannot talk like that. I mean, who's the Jewiest looking one over there? You, with the glasses. You.
Come over here.
Come here, Harry Potter's retarded cousin. Get over here, stupid. Oh, holy crap. God, you're a geek. Get over here, Patton Oswalt. Come here. Now, say, Lisa, you have bomb-ass coochie. So don't try to even take Cole. You can't be black like me and him. It comes naturally to us. It doesn't to you. Now,
okay.
What's your name?
Al.
Are you indeed a Jewish man?
I am a Jewish man.
What a shock. You know, Jews have the smallest things on the planet, don't they?
I've had less experience than you, perhaps.
Ah, you know, so, Jew bastard, may I call you Jew bastard? Because they seem to enjoy that.
They do.
Lean into the microphone and tell me I have the bomb-ass acoochie and scene.
Lisa, you have the bomb-ass coochie.
Okay, you know what? My landlord talks sexier than this guy. Sit down, Jew bastard. Get away from my sight. I just noticed you have a Hispanic running your control board over here.
Yeah.
That equipment is stolen. I think you know that. I think you... Are you a Mexican? You don't know what you are. Oh, God, he doesn't speak English. This is America. This is... Cuban?
Was he saying
what a personality. I got to start talking to Ricky Retardo.
Hit the button.
Oh,
the
my
button.
God. He's cute, but you know what they say. The cuter they are. Hit the button there, dumbass.
He hasn't put his headphones.
Oh, he hasn't heard anything I said? Dude, what's your nationality?
Italian and German.
What?
Come on!
You're all liars.
We don't believe either of you. Now you're both liars.
Yeah, you're liars.
Yeah, not a chance.
He definitely is Hispanic.
Well, we're here with Lisa Lampanelli, who has some bomb-ass coochie.
Yeah, I certainly do.
How does it sound on me?
Bomb-ass
coochie?
You know what? You could get away with it because you're rough. You're tough. You're like, my friend Wendell, the homosexual, would call you rough trade. You know what I mean? So you're a little tough. You can get away with it.
Bear, right?
Yes, you're a bear.
Also bear, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not hairy enough for my size.
Interesting.
Probably not that interesting.
No,
it's true. I don't have hair on my back.
Thank
you know?
God.
It doesn't look like, I don't look like Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson.
Ugh.
There you go.
These dirty, dirty Italians have hair on their back. Rudy, hair on the back?
A little bit.
Oh, ugh. How about you, other dirty, dirty? No, okay.
Cole, hair on your back?
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Al?
Suddenly the Jew's gaining momentum because he's a funny guy.
Funny.
The Jews are always funny because they're always
funny.
In entertainment. What do you do, Jew bastard? What's your job?
I'm a magician.
Oh, God.
Are you're Al? You're Al the magician? Sure. Al the magician calls in now and again. He does kid shows.
Oh, that's cool.
You can do kid shows anywhere. I mean, not within 1,000 feet of a school with the new ruling, but you can do you can do kid shows. We're going to be back with Lisa Lampanelli and her bomb-ass coochie. We've got two of her things she requires. We're going to get to the other three right after this. Yeah, this is Pat Gillette on the Get Lisa Laid telethon here on Free FM. We're on CBS here. And we got Lisa Lampanelli here. And were you handed jokes from Wendell?
No. He gave me a note about our... he's sensitive because of the AIDS, so...
Yeah, sure. Because, you know, if he's handing you jokes, this is the studio to do it. You know? This is Howard Stern's studio.
Right, right.
Jackie just handed the jokes. What's the news, Robin? We can do it right here.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. Wendell's not smart.
Oh, okay. This is from Michael Goudeau, who's actually on the show with us.
Sure, I remember.
You're there, aren't you, Goudeau? No, he's gone now. You there? Okay. He just wrote me a instant message and said, we get a letter for Lisa.
Oh.
Okay. My name is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I am a writer and a graphic designer who does advertising. I'm 25 and white, and while I'm not black, I'm Italian from Brooklyn, so it's the next best thing.
True.
But then it's the parenthetical you want to hear. He's written, bomb ass cookies indeed. And the word is cookies.
Cookies. Well, you know, he does know I like the sweets. So maybe it was kind of, he was combining both.
Bob ass cookies, indeed, is what he says. Okay, we've got one, gainfully employed. Two, not addicted to any drugs except dope and alcohol.
Well,
okay.
Not addicted, okay. But that they do it once in a while on the weekends.
Okay,
only.
But not every day like Rudy.
Okay, ooh. Number three.
Did we cover gold? What do you drinking and smoking dope? None? Ever? Slightly
okay,
occasionally. Which one of the two?
Depends on when she gives me.
Oh, I have to give him the drugs.
Whatever she gives
that's
you.
That's good.
He'll do whatever drugs you give
it's
him.
It's true, because the white people do keep the blacks on drugs to keep them down.
They
you
do.
Know that,
they
right?
do. They do.
Wow. Cold.
So she should be feeding him Viagra. Anything you want, just go ahead.
Fine with me. Okay, here's one that men find very difficult.
Oh, dear.
No. Rosie called, by the way.
Okay.
Number three, emotionally available. Now, this, I know.
This is so jive.
I know.
All of a
so
sudden,
sorry.
We were kind of sexy and
know,
fun before
know,
this.
I'm
and
sorry.
Now we're like Dr. Joyce Brothers
well,
or something.
Like, I'm sick and tired of dating guys who can't even say, I like you, or you're nice, or whatever. And they're like, but I'm shy.
But
I'm
wait,
quiet.
They can say
your effing feelings. Stupid, I'm not threatening.
They can say, I like you and you're nice to other people. They just can't say it to you.
Oh.
No one could ever say that to you. One, because no one likes you.
Everybody
two,
loves
you're
Lisa.
Not nice.
You know, I'm not.
So, yeah.
You know
emotionally
what?
Available to you would be to happen to say, I find you less annoying than some other people
other
find
people
you.
Some other people who I hate equally and hit me in the thing with a shovel.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would be hot.
But, okay, you want...
Like a guy who'll talk about their feelings and who is like, I've been so damaged that I find it hard to open up. I'm not a freaking human can opener,
who
stupid.
Who has ever said that to you? No one's ever said I'm so damaged.
No, honestly, I have had people.
No, you haven't.
I have two Penn
no,
and Teller. Yes, I have. Which is that he can talk about his feelings and cry at a movie. Like, I like
no,
a guy
I'm
who
crying
can cry.
At a movie. I got easy.
What do you cry
I cry,
at?
I cry at every single goddamn movie that comes out.
Like Godfather?
I
cried when
no,
Tony
I don't
gets
like Godfather.
The,
I'm not much of a guy. I cried at 16 Blocks, didn't I? I'm looking at
Emily?
My wife.
Or Wendell.
16 Blocks. The movie I cry most at,
yeah.
Apollo 13.
Really?
My date, when I went to Apollo 13, my date had to move away from me because she couldn't hear the movie because I was sobbing so uncontrollably.
Okay.
When you have heroes doing math, you know, to save lives, I cry like a freak. Also, what's the one with Jodie Foster with the smart kid?
Nell.
No.
But she was smart.
There's also a chess movie. What was the chess? Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Yeah, but that was a Jodie Foster.
No, but there was another Jodie Foster as a smart kid one, too. Don't you contradict
How
me.
Dare you.
You will never get laid again.
God, I love
I'll put a curse on you.
Emily, you know, Emily's just hit my list, and don't take this the wrong way, Emily, of women I want to die. Because here's the deal. There are these great men like you and a few others, and I just wish their wives would die so then that I could date them. Do you understand? Emily,
then,
I love you. You know, you might nigga with an A on the end. But I will tell you that all the good ones are taken, Penn, I must tell you.
Three is emotionally available.
Okay, who will talk to Lisa Lampanelli? Who will enjoy a good cry at a movie?
I cry, but you know, anything to do with science, exploration, that kind of stuff, I cry like a
How
freak.
How about you,
If you're talking about relationships with someone
I
like you,
that.
There ain't no crying going on
What about Cole? Cole, do you cry?
No.
Do you cry at Roots? I know. Roots was like a really good...
My people call it Roots.
Because that was a good comedy that year. That was best comedy that year. And right up there with Schindler's List. That was hilarious.
Al, you cry?
When you're... Oh, do you cry?
What's the last movie you cried at?
Let's think. See, I cried at my son's bar mitzvah.
Ugh, that's awful.
Do you like that he has a son? Is that... Put him on
that
the list?
No, that annoys me. I do. That's one of my other lists. I won't want a guy with kids.
Well, let's not get to that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Motion available. We don't care about anymore. Let's skip over that one.
Well, no kids. And I don't mean that by none.
Is that... Is that four?
This is number four.
Okay. We segued into it that smoothly.
Yes.
We went from bar mitzvah. This really is radio.
I thought
when you can
good.
Segue that smoothly. Too bad there wasn't. Try to get alliteration in the next one, okay?
I'll try.
Then we have all of radio covered. Segues and alliteration.
All of them. No, I don't mind a guy who has.
You are alliteration. You're Lisa Lampanelli.
There you go.
Okay, we're good. Then covered.
Okay, a guy who doesn't have
you've
kids
got some.
Just means no little ones at home. What? Okay.
2 minutes left. That's all we got. Go.
That's all we got. No kids, except if they're grown up and out of the house already.
Okay.
Or they're hot enough, they're like 21, and I can have sex with them, too. Because really, that's a threesome one dreams about. Don't think.
Is it really?
Sure.
You like that father-son thing?
Sure.
Or father-daughter?
No. Oh, gosh, no. I haven't gone to the tuna boat yet. But,
okay.
You know, there's only a matter of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get that.
If I can't find a hot black with a good job and no kids by 50, I'm jumping ship and licking it. I'm
okay.
Gonna be honest with
you. And what's number five, the big one?
Okay, the big one is reliable. you almost spit your caffeine-free Pepsi.
It was Uncle Canoose. Reliable? Reliable?
Who calls when they say they'll call and shows up when they say they'll show up? I am sick of being stood up by these blacks. Now, Cole, have you ever stood up a biatch? Sure. He's out. So far, I'm going to bang Druggy Rudy. Druggy Rudy, come to Caroline's one night this week, November 2nd through 5th. Caroline's.com for tickets.
What's the last movie you cried at, Rudy?
I can't remember.
He's not emotional.
I do cry at movies, though.
Really?
You have kids?
No, I don't have kids.
Ooh, that's hot.
No kids?
How old are you?
32.
Oh, 32?
We covered this.
Perfect.
This material was covered.
Listen, I forgot because I was interested in the black, and now that he said he don't cry at Roots, forget him, too.
I can put the pipe down for a couple days if you need me to.
That's hot.
Yeah, there you go. Put the pipe down.
Oh, I thought he meant lay the pipe.
So did I.
We went immediately to sex, and he was talking about crack pipe. Oh, my goodness. I said crack. The black guy got excited. You see that? Ooh,
so that's what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Is those things.
Well, and then chemistry. Because you know what the worst is? When a guy has all five, and then you have no spark or chemistry whatsoever.
The truth
sucks.
Is, when they have all five, you don't want them because they're too good for you. Wait, with Lisa Lampanelli. She's going to be over at Caroline's. Are you going to play music or something? I'm also in Chicago sometime. Are we already off the air yet? Just almost. Now we're off the air. Bye-bye.
I love
this
you.
This is Ben Gillette.